When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email asking for a second date update from a guy named Rick.
Okay.
And Rick said in his email that he met the woman that we're about to call for him today in a grocery store.
I've heard that happens every once in a while.
No, that's already a little bit cliche, I think.
Oh, you don't like the way they met. Sorry, right. Jeffrey.
Well, so, Rick, please just tell me it wasn't while you were squeezing the melons and she came up to you and asked, so are they ripe?
Oh, wow. I didn't even
Rick, I don't know if I can handle that, if that's what actually happened. Please tell me that's not the case.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
it's exactly what happened?
No, I'm joking. That's not what happened.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
It played out by like some bad amateur video.
No, I like that though.
Okay.
I bet you would like
that. All right, you sickos.
Okay, wait. So how did you really meet her at the grocery store?
We're in the wine aisle, and I saw this girl, and I was like, she is gorgeous. So I kind of fibbed a little bit. I kind of told her, like, I know a little bit about this stuff. So I just kind of found the most expensive one, and I was like, oh, this one's worth the money. You know, that's the one. That's, you know, my...
You know nothing about wines.
Yeah, and before you know it, you're telling her you own a vineyard yourself.
Yeah, I grow Savignog Black in my...
Savignog!
It didn't go that far at all. But, you know, I mean, you're not going to go wrong with that. So then I was like, you know, if you need someone to drink this with, I've also got some good bottles at my house. And
whoa, you move quickly, sir. Yeah.
No, but he snuck it in, so it wasn't like creepy.
That wasn't a sneak. That was a full-on attack of come back to my house and drink with me.
Well, got her number.
It worked.
Okay, so what's this girl's name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay. So what did you guys end up doing for your date?
We went to a wine bar.
Of course.
Oh, no. See, this is bad, though. At some point, you're going to get called out for being an idiot when it comes to wine.
Well, I know a little bit, but, you know, and also YouTube, so I'm fine, you know, watching the wine videos.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Learning some vernacular and legs and nose, you know, so.
The legs on this, very svelte.
It's very aromatic red.
Use the word notes as much as you can.
It's oaky. Everything's oaky. Right. Is there anything that's not oaky?
See? That all sounds good. I'm down, yeah.
So how did things go?
I thought they went great. So we were at the wine bar for a little bit, and then we went to another place, and we were playing pool.
Oh, fun.
Love pool.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. She's just fun, you know. She's recently divorced. She's not.
You know how those recently divorced women are.
Really?
They're so fun.
She's like, I want to do anything. Yeah. I'm down for anything.
Yeah. You usually don't say one thing and then write into divorce after it. I mean.
Yeah, that was an odd placement.
Yeah, okay. It was.
I mean, it's good that you're open to dating people who have been married.
All right.
she just, you know, finally has some freedom. So I think she's just excited to go on a date. And we just had a lot of fun. I mean, there was even another couple playing pool. And she's like, let's play pool with these guys and how we make it more interesting. So we end up playing for money.
Whoa! Wow.
Dude, this woman is out to make up for some lost time, it sounds like.
She's got you gambling on night one.
Yeah. I felt bad. Like, I missed most of the shots, actually. It was on me, but she's just like, hey, let's have a good time, and hey, here's some other people, and, you know, she just was just not like, oh, look at these guys or whatever. It's just, let's have fun, let's interact.
Yeah.
You guys fight each other, and I'll watch. Fun.
What? So, wait, I have a question, though. I mean, do you know, are you her first date out of being divorced?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, how recent are we talking?
A few months, and I think I am. Okay. Like, there may have been like a coffee kind of thing, but it was vague.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to keep pushing.
So how did things with you and Stephanie end?
Great. You know, I dropped her off, gave her a little kiss on the cheek, said, love to see you again. So, you know, she said, yeah.
Oh, she did. Okay.
So she smiled. Yeah.
I mean, that was my first thought is like, maybe she's just not ready to date one person yet.
Well, there's more.
Oh.
A few days later, I went to her apartment complex to drop off some flowers. And that main door, you know, was open.
The gate?
So I go to drop off the flowers at her apartment door. Setting them down, the doors open a bit. It's like unlocked.
Please don't tell me you opened the door further.
Yeah. Hopefully you shut it and left.
Well, no, that's the thing. So I, you know, kind of hollered in there. You know, there was no answer. So I'm like, go inside a bit. The door was open, you know.
No.
I don't know. Maybe she's there. But hang on still, even though.
Oh, no.
So I go in, set the flowers down. Hello, hello. Look around a little bit. Nobody there. As I'm leaving, someone down the hall is also leaving. So they see me leaving the apartment.
Oh, no. That's a bad look.
The neighbor.
So, yeah. The thing is, like, I'm not sneaking out, running. I don't have an arm full of things. It's just a weird, you know, they don't know who I am, all that.
And I bet you were acting super sketchy because you knew you weren't supposed to be doing that. So even if you weren't doing anything necessarily wrong, you probably still give that vibe off, like
high alert vibe.
Yeah.
Well, that might be it, or just the flowers in the, you know,
in the house. How creepy is that?
Yeah.
You get home and you have flowers.
So
already?
I've left messages, tell her to call me back and all that.
Oh,
she hasn't.
No.
So I'm like, it looks weird, I get it, but, you know, at the time, and I just want to say, look, I apologize for all of that. Now I know, you know, should have just left him there. And
sorry for breaking and entering. My bad.
He didn't break, but he entered.
Okay.
So after that whole thing happened, have you been in contact with her at all?
I have left messages, you know, saying, hey, you know, call me back, this and that, phone calls, texts.
But you didn't explain the door situation to her in any of those?
No, because it kind of hit late. Like, at first, I just thought, I just want to talk to her. And then as time went on, I'm like, oh, now it'll seem weird if I'm like, oh, wait, by the way. So it's like, she'll call back.
Oh,
and then it gets to that tipping point or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, hasn't got a hold of me. And I'm like, well, now is it too late? So
you,
really, all right, Rick,
you gave us a real challenge
up
today for the second date update.
I know. I get it.
But we're going to.
Intentions are good.
Yeah,
whatever, you sneaky.
We're
going to
try
man.
And help you, okay? We're going to play a song. We'll come back. And then we'll call Stephanie, the fun divorced wino, and we'll try and get you a second date update, all right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got a guy named Rick on the line, and Rick knows all the secret tricks to seducing a woman.
Does he?
First, you need to find one wandering the wine aisle of the local grocery store and just start suggesting random bottles to her. Doesn't matter if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Bonus points if she's recently divorced, because chances are she's probably up for a fun time. Then you take them out and lose some money in a billiards game to show not only are you not athletic, you're also not worried about your finances either. So take all your money. And finally, break into their place when they're not home to leave them some surprise flowers.
I still can't believe it happened.
Hey, I need to correct you on that. Did not break in. Door was unlocked, so...
Okay.
Entering, yes.
But you were so sneaky. You snuck through the first locked door of the apartment building to get to the second one that was open.
Well, it didn't sneak. The guy coming out held it for me. So,
there you go. I mean, it's handed to him.
Yeah, no wrongdoing there. But now, after that, Stephanie is not answering any of his calls or messages, so he wants our help.
Yes.
Rick, Rick, I mean, can you imagine coming home, okay,
mm-hmm.
and finding flowers on your table?
Even I would be freaked out.
From the person you went on one date with who has never been to your house.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, my God. I'd be on surveillance cameras. Yeah. I would be calling the cops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I get how it sounds. But, you know, like, there was no intention of anything bad behind it.
Okay. All right.
All right, Slick Rick. Well, we're going to call Stephanie for you right now. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Stephanie, please?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
You haven't heard of Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning?
Okay, yes, I've heard of you, but...
You liar.
Yes, she is lying.
You don't have to make me feel good. It's okay.
It's okay, Stephanie. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yeah,
you totally heard of us, yeah. Obviously.
Sounds like you're our biggest fan. And we're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll call them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And someone reached out to us about you recently. His name is Rick.
Oh, yeah. Rick, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's actually a better response than I expected.
So he reached out to you guys? You know
what? Yeah, I don't even know how long it's been since you guys went out, but he says he's not been able to get a hold of you, and he's really hoping to reconnect because he had a great time on your date.
He did say a lot of nice things about you, Stephanie.
Oh, well, that's very sweet, and he is very nice,
yeah.
And the date was great. It's my fault.
What?
That I have not reached out to him. I've not returned phone calls because I have just been, my life has been crazy these last couple of days. I had to go check on my parents because my mom wasn't well and was a little bit of a scare, but everything's fine now. But
well, that's good.
Gosh.
I mean, at first I thought you were lying to us, but it sounds like legit. Yeah. You've
no,
just been.
No, it's totally legit. I saw a couple of messages from his number and I just wasn't in the headspace to answer them, but I should give him a phone call back.
Yeah.
So you weren't freaked out by Rick at all?
No, on the date? No, he was so nice. Actually, when I came home, there were some flowers from him, and it was just, I thought that was very sweet.
Okay, so you got the flowers that he dropped off for you.
Wait.
I got flowers. I don't know how they were delivered.
Okay.
Do you live by yourself, Stephanie?
No, I have a roommate.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Why?
It's just interesting.
Very
That's all.
Interesting.
Okay, I think I'm missing something. All I know is I got flowers. Is there something wrong with the flowers?
Well, no. I mean,
no.
Yes.
No.
There
well,
have to be.
I'm just.
Kind of.
Tell her.
Well, you want to.
I think she needs to know.
It sounds like you were going to call Rick back anyway, right?
Well, I mean, eventually, yeah, but.
Well, sometimes eventually happens right now.
The old saying.
Yeah, you know how they say that. Because Rick is actually on the phone, and he's been wanting
what?
To talk to you. He's been listening this entire
okay.
time.
Okay. Oh, this is very... Okay.
Rick, you there?
Hey, Stephanie. How's it going?
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi, Rick. Hi.
Good to hear your voice. I'm sorry to hear
uh-huh.
about your parents.
Yeah. So, hi.
You better though, huh? Hi. You like the flowers, huh?
Yeah, I do like the flowers, but apparently there's a story that I'm missing, and I'm, what's going on?
It's, you're going to love it, it's a really funny story. So after our date, which was great, I had such a good time, so I thought I'd bring you flowers a couple of days later, went to your apartment building, and guy was coming out the main door, so I went in and found your name.
Okay, wait,
the,
you didn't buzz to see if I was home. You just came in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I could have buzzed, but I don't want the guy holding the door and be like, well, hang on a second. Then it just looks, you know, looks goofy. And then I saw your apartment number, you know, your name on the mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I went up to your
you came
up to your apartment. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
So setting the flowers down by your apartment door. And,
uh-huh.
it, you know, creaks open a bit. I notice it's open. So I, you know, just kind of peeked my head in and, you know, hello, hello, anybody here? You know, that kind of thing.
You stuck your head into my apartment.
Yeah, yeah, just because, I mean, the door's open. I don't know if you're there. I don't want to leave the
flowers. Did you knock?
Someone else can...
Did you knock, or you just opened the door and came in?
I don't know. Maybe I did a knock-knock or said knock-knock, you know, something like that. I don't know, you know,
okay.
How people do that.
Said.
Yeah, I mean, I addressed. Yeah, this is cute. And then, so then I go in and set the flowers down in the kitchen and...
So you were just walking around my apartment.
I wasn't just walking around. I mean, I just put them on the kitchen table, then I have to go to the bathroom.
What?
You, wait a minute.
Well, wait.
You didn't tell us that part.
Yeah,
you
sorry.
Used her bathroom, Rick?
Well, yeah, I had to go. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Please don't give me more information on that. Then what?
Well, let me say this. I know that makes you nervous, but it was just number one, so that's all. Don't worry about
great.
It.
So it's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, that's what she was getting after. I know that. So, yeah. So then I hear... I guess now your roommate, I didn't want to scare her, so I pop in the closet.
Wait.
I didn't want to...
Hold on.
You were hiding in a closet?
You didn't tell us any of this.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean, okay?
How do you just forget? That's
no,
huge.
For real. How long were you in the closet for, Rick?
Just like 15 seconds or something. I didn't want to scare her. I didn't want her to come out and be like, oh my gosh, there's a guy standing here.
Oh.
Wasn't creepy. It was a sweet gesture. No harm, no foul.
Well, it sounds good on our end.
No, it doesn't! You used her bathroom. You hid in a closet, Rick. It's not good.
It was only number one. It was only for 15 seconds.
And you don't even understand that it's a bad thing. That may be the worst piece of it all.
Well, it would have been worse if he had popped out in the closet and scared the roommate.
Yeah!
Someone's house.
Well, once you're already in, what are you going to do?
Well, you shouldn't have been in. That's the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing. It's not creepy. You're fantastic.
No,
it was so fun.
Okay.
It was so
no,
fun.
No, like she just said, it's creepy that you don't get that it's creepy. Like, this is not normal behavior. Like, this sounds like an episode of Dateline.
He yelled hello.
He yelled hello.
The one thing that doesn't help is why did the roommate say hello back?
Oh, yeah, it's the roommate's fault.
Maybe she was doing laundry. Like, honestly, don't put this on my roommate.
Yeah.
It's not her responsibility to, like...
He just seems so nice.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of the most famous serial killers also seemed very nice. That was kind of their whole shtick.
Yeah, Ted Bundy was
Ted Bundy, hello.
Yeah,
come on. I mean, yeah, you guys are supposed to be on my side, you know? Bundy, he never brought flowers anywhere, so...
Yeah!
You know what?
That's a fact!
That's it.
That is a fact!
Trust a man because of the flowers.
Yeah, come on, Stephanie. He's a step up from Ted Bundy. And with that said, I'd like to offer to send you guys out on a second date. We'll pay for it. Now, remember, please consider before you answer the intent behind what he did when he was delivering you the flowers.
He has an explanation for everything.
I don't know.
You don't know?
This is strange.
Yes.
A lot strange, and I need to think about it.
Go with no. Oh, say no, man. Stephanie.
Look, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, girl to girl. I got your back. That is too much.
Yeah,
let's pretend I never made this phone call, and you don't know the story about the flowers.
There you go, Steph. Can you get a little spontaneous amnesia, Stephanie? Can you do that for us?
Come on.
You guys, I'm sorry. I can't give you an answer right now. I really do need to think about it. This is a lot. Yeah. I need to, like... Chill out.
Good guys finish last.
Yeah, that's the moral here.
Sorry, Rick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, Rick. Sorry for hiding in that closet. Didn't work out.
She didn't say no. She just says she has to think about it. So there's still a shot for you, all right?
No, we know what that means.
I'll bring her some flowers.
I think that's a good idea.
Please don't.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.